This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Halt Holtec. Public comments due to NRC by July 30th. Now is the time to submit your comments to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, about the proposed Holtec project to bring all of the commercial high-level radioactive waste from across the country to a site in southeast New Mexico for storage. Comments are due by Tuesday, July 30. Hundreds of New Mexicans have emphatically stated that they do not consent to New Mexico becoming a national radioactive waste dumping ground. They have submitted written comments and spoke eloquently at public meetings in Roswell, Hobbs, Carlsbad, Gallup, and Albuquerque. Sample public comment letters you can use are available at nonuclearwaste.org. The NRC is asking for comments about their 543-page environmental report. It provides information about the 960-acre site, which contains Playa Lakes and is located halfway between Hobbs and Carlsbad. Holtec, a limited liability corporation, is asking NRC for a 40-year license to temporarily store the waste in Lee County with an opportunity to extend the license to 120 years. Holtec stated in its license application that the waste could be stored there for 300 years. Nevertheless, the federal government may never find a permanent place for the waste, with the real possibility of the proposed Holtec temporary storage site becoming a permanent site. But the environmental report does not analyze for the long-term impacts of spent radioactive fuel being left there indefinitely. Over 10,000 overweight rail cars would carry the dangerous waste from across the country to the proposed site, and the waste would likely travel very near to the Carlsbad sinkhole. Links to maps of the proposed rail routes are available at nuclearactive.org. Even so, the environmental report does not include all of the transportation routes and potential impacts of accidents or terrorism incidents on public health and safety along all the routes crisscrossing the country. The environmental report does not analyze how radioactive waste from a cracked or leaking storage canister would be handled, since the Holtec site will not have hot cells or pools to handle the leaking waste. Finally, Holtec estimates that there will be as many as 135 jobs for the construction and operating phases. This is a small number of jobs compared to the damage that could be done to the 28,000 jobs in the oil and gas industry and the 6,000 jobs in the dairy industry if there was a leak or accident. Please submit your comments to the NRC at holtec-cisfeis@nrc.gov. about the inadequacies of the environmental report. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.